What separates good service from an unforgettable experience? At its core, unreasonable hospitality is about giving people more than they expect in ways they could never anticipate. When Will Guidara and Chef Daniel Hum took over 11 Madison Park, it ranked 50th globally. Within 6 years, it became the world's best restaurant. This transformation wasn't just about better food. It was about creating emotional connections that transcended the dining experience. Consider what happened when a couple casually mentioned missing Chicago snow during dinner. By their next visit, Guidara's team had created a private snow-covered table just for them. This wasn't extravagance for its own sake. It was about listening deeply and responding in ways that showed genuine care. Such moments create stories that guests tell for years, turning customers into passionate advocates. The distinction is simple yet profound. Service fulfills needs, while hospitality fulfills desires we didn't know we had. Service is competent execution, hospitality is emotional resonance. One ensures your coffee arrives hot, the other makes you feel warmly welcomed while drinking it. This philosophy applies far beyond restaurants. It's about approaching every human interaction with the question, how can I make this person feel truly valued? Remember that feeling when someone remembers not just your name, but something meaningful about you? That's the essence of hospitality. For Guidara, this insight began at the Four Seasons restaurant on his 12th birthday, where the soaring space with its chained curtains and pool left him awestruck. What impressed him most was how staff orchestrated experiences, remembering preferences and anticipating needs. Later, after his mother's death at Daniel Boulud's restaurant, the staff's intuitive response to their grief, including Chef Boulud personally offering condolences, transformed a meal into a moment of comfort. These experiences taught Guidara that hospitality is about human connection, not perfection. Companies like Zappos proved this by empowering staff to go beyond traditional service, spending hours on calls, sending flowers during hardships, or ordering pizza for waiting customers. The result? Higher retention, passionate word of mouth, and increased profitability. Excellence is never an accident. A principle from Guidara's father guided his approach at 11 Madison Park, where every detail, from napkin folds to guest surprises, was meticulously planned. At Union Square Hospitality Group, Danny Meyer taught him enlightened hospitality. Prioritizing employees first creates a virtuous cycle benefiting everyone. This practical strategy focused on hiring exceptional people and creating an environment where they could excel. At Tabla, manager Randy Garuti demonstrated how leadership energy transforms organizations. He turned pre-meal meetings into inspiring rallies, combining authentic passion with positive reinforcement and clear goal setting. The business impact is clear. Companies prioritizing employee well-being outperform competitors. Costco's above-market wages result in minimal turnover, while research shows enthusiastic leadership increases productivity by 21% and reduces turnover by 65%. Success stems from caring for employees first, who then deliver exceptional customer experiences. Words don't just describe reality, they create it. At Union Square Hospitality Group, carefully chosen phrases became cultural touchstones encoding shared values. Constant, gentle pressure described the ideal pursuit of excellence, not through aggressive pushes, but sustained, mindful progression. Be the Swan reminded staff to maintain composure while managing complexity beneath the surface. Traditional fine dining typically featured a sharp divide between kitchen and dining room. At 11 Madison Park, Guidara and Hum deliberately broke this model by forging a partnership valuing both culinary excellence and hospitality equally. They instituted joint training, cross-functional meetings, and shared accountability. Even the restaurant's physical layout was redesigned for better communication between teams. This partnership approach extended throughout the organization. Daily pre-service meetings included both teams discussing not just the menu, but the overall guest experience. Service staff received culinary education, while kitchen staff learned hospitality principles. The result was a seamless integration, elevating both food and service. Organizations across industries have found similar success breaking down silos. Pixar designed its headquarters with central meeting spaces, encouraging accidental collaborations. Healthcare systems improved patient outcomes through integrated care teams. These examples demonstrate how partnership principles can transform organizational culture far beyond hospitality. When Godara took over 11 Madison Park, he found a fractured team divided by blame and resentment. Rather than imposing immediate changes, he made a crucial decision to listen first. He met individually with every team member, conducting structured listening tours with open-ended questions, giving people space to share perspectives, frustrations, and improvement ideas. Great leadership involves seeing potential in people they might not see themselves. Godara discovered that Eleazar, struggling as a server and nearly fired, possessed extraordinary organizational skills and memory for details. By repositioning him as an expediter, Eleazar transformed from underperformer to essential team member. This became Godara's template for talent development, looking for hidden strengths rather than focusing on obvious weaknesses. Effective feedback requires balance, direct enough to drive improvement, but delivered preserving dignity and motivation. Godara developed the compassionate critique method. Praise publicly, but criticize privately. Focus on specific behaviors rather than character, and maintain emotional consistency. He implemented a 24-hour rule, waiting a day before delivering critical feedback to ensure emotions didn't cloud the message. This approach led to measurable improvements in staff retention and team performance, with employee satisfaction scores increasing 40% in the first year. In busy restaurant operations, Godara instituted a transformative daily ritual, 30-minute pre-meal meetings where staff aligned, learned, and connected. These evolved beyond operational briefings to become the restaurant's cultural heartbeat, sharing memorable guest stories, celebrating team victories, and reinforcing core values through consistent messaging. To combat cynicism, Godara implemented an innovative strategy, hiring multiple enthusiastic individuals simultaneously, creating a cultural bonfire. Rather than bringing in team members individually, he hired groups sharing the values and energy he wanted to cultivate. This created an immediate critical mass of enthusiasm that could sustain itself and gradually influence others. At EMP, Godara deliberately challenged the industry norm that displaying too much enthusiasm was uncool. He created an environment where passionate engagement was celebrated and rewarded, encouraging team members to embrace their authentic interests, whether a server's knowledge of wine regions, a host's passion for architecture, or a bartender's interest in local history. These personal touches allowed for more meaningful connections with colleagues and customers. The culture-building process included structured recognition programs, team-building events, and cross-training opportunities. These initiatives broke down traditional hierarchical barriers and fostered a collaborative environment where everyone felt invested in the restaurant's success. At 11 Madison Park, Godara challenged traditional fine dining rules, evaluating each solely on whether it enhanced guest experience. His team innovated by hiring for natural warmth over experience and replacing scripted service with authentic interactions. Unreasonable hospitality emerged from realizing that excellence required exceeding conventional boundaries. While reasonable hospitality meant remembering preferences, unreasonable hospitality created deeply personalized experiences. Researching guests' interests, crafting custom menu items from childhood memories, or orchestrating elaborate surprises. This approach transformed routine service into meaningful connections. When a couple missed their Italy trip during the pandemic, the staff created an Italian evening with regional specialties and music. These extra efforts built emotional bonds that set the restaurant apart.